We've been thinking earlier in the service about what we can believe and what we can't believe. And today we're focusing upon Jesus risen from the dead. And that's the main focus, Jesus risen from the dead. I want just to think for a moment what happened. So I need a couple of ladies. Could you two want to come and help me? That'd be great. Oh, sorry, I'm going to get things out from here. Let me pull these things out here, then we can move things. Right. So here, can you hold on to that one? So there were three, but it doesn't matter. And they came to the tomb, and they were prepared to anoint the body of Jesus. So they've got various spices ready. Let's have a look and see what we've got. Yeah, got some tarragon, some chili powder. Some basil. I don't think they have those sorts of things. But they got some spices. They were ready. And then when they got to the tomb, they found something they didn't expect, and they didn't find something they did expect. They found something they didn't expect, and they didn't find something they did expect. Now, can you think what it was that they found that they didn't expect? That's a good one. Amen. The stone was rolled away. They didn't expect the stone to be rolled. They expected the stone. Sorry. They expected the stone to be over the tomb. But the stone, heavy as it was, had been rolled away. That's what they didn't expect. What they did expect wasn't there. What did they expect that wasn't there? They expect... Can you just have a look and just check there's nobody in there? There's nobody. There's just some grave clothes and nobody. And then suddenly, they're presented with a question. Where is the body? Where is the body? Who moved it? Because that was their first response. Somebody must have moved the body. But then, this is where they found something else. What did they find? What did you say early on? An angel. In fact, there were two of them. Came and stood beside them. And the angels told them this message. He is not dead. He is risen. Jesus has risen from the dead. And that explained why the body was not there. Because he wasn't a body. He was alive as you and I are. He was alive. Now that's what's pretty important. So the women went back to the disciples. Can you go back to the disciples? These are the disciples. Can you come? And can you be Peter for me? Can you just sort of stand up right over by the piano? And what happened was that Peter heard what the women said and Peter ran. Can you run? Yay! Woo! Oh, goodness. I'm feeling very tired. Say, don't wait. I'm feeling very tired now. But Peter ran. Now, see, adults don't run. People running all over the show. But basically, adults don't run. But Peter came. And Peter looked. But you see, can you just go back to there for a moment? When the women came to Peter and the other disciples, don't go away, came to the other disciples, what did they say? The women said, Jesus is risen. And the phrase in Luke's gospel is, it sounded like nonsense. Now that's actually a very bold statement for Luke to put in his gospel. That here are the women who come and say, Jesus is risen. And the disciples think, it sounds like nonsense. I mean, when do people rise from the dead? Oh, apart from Jairus' daughter. Oh, apart from the widow of Nain's son. Oh, apart from Lazarus. They've seen it happen. Now they're told Jesus is risen. And it sounds like nonsense. Now, I don't know about you, but you may be here this morning, you may be thinking, well, actually, yeah, It sounds like nonsense to me. But Peter, come on, come here. Peter got up, and Peter went to the tomb, and he looked at, in the tomb, and he was amazed. He was amazed. He'd been amazed a lot of times before when Jesus stilled the storm on the sea. He was amazed. But he still could not work it out. The women had seen the angels and they believed. The disciples had not yet seen the risen Jesus. So they were puzzled. What about us? What about you here today or friends watching us online? Does it sound like nonsense? Does it sound as weird as rabbits liking licorice? Or me supporting Kettering Town? It sounds like nonsense. Why can we believe? Why can we believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? I'm going to give us very quickly, sorry you see my back so much. I'm going to give us very quickly four reasons. The first is because it's in Luke's gospel. Now Luke was two things. Luke, first of all, was a doctor. And Luke was a historian. And Luke was writing a historical record, which is why he put in that little phrase, it sounded like nonsense. Because that's what they said. And what we have here in Luke's gospel is not just some weird thoughts. This is history. Here is an event that happened in history. I was just going to say, just like the moon landings, but I know that people think the moon landings didn't happen either. But here is an event that happened in history. A historian recorded. The second reason is that the tomb was empty. There was no body. And those around who wanted to refute, and many of them did want to refute that Jesus was risen, could not produce a body. No body was found. The historian, the empty tomb. And the third thing is the testimony of those who saw. The women didn't see immediately the risen Jesus. They saw the angels. But later, all of them saw Jesus risen from the dead. Later, Jesus would present his hands and his side to people, to his disciples, and say, see, feel, touch my hands. Here is a real body. And he presented himself, not just to those small group, but at one point to over 150 people. People saw Jesus risen from the dead. They saw who he is. And then the fourth thing is, because of who Jesus is. Why is he risen? Because of who he is. Because Jesus is God. And in a sense, the miracle of the resurrection is a miracle, not because it's a miracle, but because of who Jesus is. Jesus could not remain dead because he is God. He is God and he came back to life. We have history here in Luke's gospel. We have an empty tomb that we need to recognize and come to terms with. We have the testimony of many, many people who saw Jesus alive. And we have the fact that Jesus is God. And so because he's God, he's able to come back to life again. And that leaves us, friends, as we reflect on that with two implications. The first is, can we believe that? The first is, can we believe that? Can you today believe it? Friend, and if you're not sure, please let me encourage you to join that Christianity Explored course where you can ask the questions, where you can challenge the things that I've been saying and others will say. But there is every reason in history to believe that Jesus Christ rose from dead. That's the first question. Can we believe it? The second is, if we do believe it, and as I look around here, and as I look behind me, so many of you are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, you do believe it. Then if we believe it, then let us live it. Let us live it. Let us live it in terms of trust, knowing that because Christ died, and rose again. One day I will rise again to be with him in all eternity. My future, my eternal future is secure. Not because of anything I've done or may do, but because Jesus Christ died and because Jesus Christ rose again. So I live in that sense of assurance. But I also live a life to his praise and glory of service and worship. Can we believe Jesus rose from the dead? Yes, we can. It's a lot easier than believing the rabbit's like licorice. Jesus rose from the dead. He lives forever. And one day, by God's grace, we will be with him in eternity. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you. Thank you for the wonder and the depth of your love. That you've washed away my sin. You've changed my heart within. And now I can know, day by day, the assurance of your love and grace because Christ died and rose again. And for any here this morning or watching online who are not sure, I pray, Heavenly Father, that they would look, think, talk, discuss, and find Jesus Christ, risen and Saviour. Amen.